This is your operator，你好。
你好，
哎，是方小姐吗？
是我，请问您，
我叫 Desmond，你可以叫我小周。
嗨，小周，好，
对，我
你
姓
好，
周。哎，你好，我今天负责您这个会议的那个 operator。
嗨，你好，嗯，
今天那个主讲人是姓段吗？
我们的 speaker。他的名字叫段秋冰，对，段先生，
段先生，
对，秋冰啊呀，秋冰段，
好的，那就是待会儿哦，是一个中文的那个web seminar 是吗？
这是一个是这样的，我们这个 seminar 是面向那个 AP 的 customer，所以说。会有中国这边的客户，也会有其他国家，比如印度、Australia，所以我们的语言用的是英语，但是呢，我不知道会不会有些中国的客户希望提问的话用中文提问，所以我希望您在那个 QA 的那个环节，你是不是也可以是说请
中英文吗？是吗？
对，就是类
好啊，
似
没
的，
问
我不知道
题。
讲，就是说可以允许，就是说这个中文客户去用中文来提问。
好，可以，我就是就啊啊，OK，那我这样了解对吗？就是刚开始的时候，基本上您是要我用英文来做一个 opening，然后就是介绍了之后呢，把话筒交给 Mr. 段。然后只是去当那个就是最后的那个问答环节那边呢，我先以英文说一遍，就是英文的那个 instruction 之后呢，也顺便说一下中文的 instruction，就是请在座就是如果需要发问的话，也可以按星一，然后就是但是如果他用中文来提问的话，现场也是会有人帮他们做翻译吗？
这个我们没有想好，因为我们做英语的这个 seminar 也是才开始做，所以，我也不是很，
OK，就
我
是
们可以
就是
做
那
翻
个
译，
instruction，最主要是那个 instructions，我是就是中英文的方式来，
我觉得
就
这样吧，我们这边 speaker 来翻译吧，就把问题简单的用英语再翻译一下。
对，如果需要的话啦，就是他
都
们
不需要
就
了。
是如果是可能之前提问过的问题的话，就用中文来解，就是回答就可以了。就针对
如果
那
是
个客户，
如果是客户用英文问的话，我们会用英文回答；用中文提问的话，我一会儿跟我们这边 speaker 沟通一下，可能也会用英文来回答那样子，可能用中文再简单再说一下那样子。
OK，那个 topic 呢，就是如果英文的 topic 呢，就是叫做 DIY，How to troubleshoot web-scale commerce。
Problem，
Problem 哦，还 commerce。
不好意思，可能我们这个标题变了一下，就是
好。
现在叫做还是叫 DIY，然后现在的名字叫 Web-scale Commerce Problem Determination。
哦，OK，那您方便再重复一下，就是 DIY Web-scale Commerce
Problem Determination。
Problem。
Determination，
Determination 就是 OK，然后是一个 Web Seminar 吗？
是我之前那个给那个旧巢 forward 过一个我们这边的 invitation，然后在这个邮件的最下面有一个那个 browser 的那个 URL，然后你可以直接访问那个 URL。我现在这个。稍等，我还没有 start 这个 meeting。我 start 这个
OK，
meeting 之后的话，您也可以就跟
就是
普通的
看一下。
法一样。
哦，不好意思，方小姐，我们这边因为受到那个管理的限制，我们不能就是 log in 到那个，就是客户的那个 presentations，我们只能
没
透
关
过
系，
audio 音频这边来帮将，就是给您做那个assistance。
这个没有关系，因为当时是说， 给我打电话的那有一个 Joe， 他跟我说说都可以提供一个 URL， 这样你们可以。
我了解，但是因为是公司的那个 management 的限制。
啊，没有关系，因为我们以前也是不给 operator 提供这个 web conference 的这个 URL 的。
对。
那天那个 Joe 提到了，所以我才 forward 过去。没有问题啊。
Okay， 好。OK， 那就是开场的话，就我就这边再说一下，就是 Welcome to DIY Webshare Commerce Problem Determination Conference Call。
Yeah。
然后就是then all lines will be listen only mode until after presentation there will be a Q&A session。然后就是I'll now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Mr. Duan Qiu Bing。
Okay.
然后知道他的那个 presentation 大概会多久呢？
应该在45分钟左右。
就是最后的15分钟就留给 Q&A。
Q&A， 对对。
好，那在最后的时候可以请他就是记得提醒一下，就是会现在要开始电话的那个 operator， 您现在可以开始那个 Q&A 了。好，我就会再进去。
我们这边的 speaker 当时他在他做完他的演讲之后的话，他可能会叫一下 operator 开始 OK 吗？
可以，好，谢谢。
OK。
那他只是纯粹一个 Q&A 而已吗？
就一个纯的 Q&A。应该没问题。
至于那个投票是不是只是他当在 web 上面？
那个是这样的，就是您在 Q&A 之后的话，如果这边没有问题，或者说如果问题很多，反正我们这边停止提问环节之后的话，可能您可以稍微提示一下，就是说请所有的 audience 去上到我们那个就是 web 的 web browser 去参加一个一个 survey， 对对对，就这是我们自己做的。
哦，那就可以哦 ，OK， 因为我就没有详细的内容，所以如果是那个段先生自己亲自说的话，可以吗？
也可以啊，我们可以自己说也 OK。
就是我就把如果没有问题，就是线上没有其他问题的话，我就首先先把话筒再 pass 回去给段先生做一个结论。他就可以顺便提一下，请大家做一个 survey， 然后就可以这次的那个 seminar 就结束。
我觉得对，可以啊，就请大家做完 survey， 然后我们的 seminar 就结束。对对对。
好的好的。OK， 那你就要求了一个那个录音啦，但是是要有那个 WAV 的那个format。
这个录音是要求的，但是这什么 format 我觉得都还好，因为上次跟我联系的那个 operator 他跟我说，他是说就是你们是通过邮件的方式，因为以前我们用的是另外一个 vendor， 他都是通过 FTP， 因为如果文件太大，因为他说如果通过其他反正某些格式如果很小的话，我是说如果低于10兆的话，10个 mega 就可以发邮件给我，如果太大的话，我是说。可以通过其他的，比如 FTP 的方式，这样子。
好啊，那我们就用 FTP 的，就是 FTP 的方式给你那个 MP3 的下载网址，可以吗？
哦，我觉得没问题啊 ，MP3，MP3。
因为一个小时的那个 MP3 都不会说太大，都会就可以用 FTP 的 link 来就是下载。
OK， 没问题，那个就是在结束之后的话，就是发。发 email 给我就可以，就是让我去
漏。好的。那现在还线上就是目前还没有其他人拨电话进来，所以待会就是5分钟前，可能我就会再次告诉你，线上有几个人已经拨进来了。
OK， 还有我好像有要求，就是说这种 call in number 就最后总的那个一共多少条线 call in 的那个总数，可能要给我发一个。
就是名单吗？
不要名单，只要数字就 OK 应该。
因为他们就是如果有问问题的话，我们基本上都会 就是邀请他们在打电话进来的时候，提供他们的名字。
哦，如果是详细的名字，当然最好了。
嗯，就是有名字跟那个他们到应来的时间，还有就是总数。
啊，总数，对对对，这个就 OK 了，足够了。
就是一个 MP3 跟一个那个 Fax Complete， 就是名单，就是在会后的两个小时之内呢，就是email 给你。
哦，没问题，时间没有问题的啊，只是我要这几个东西就 OK， 嗯，今天明天。
好，那方小姐，我现在先把自己静音。
OK。
好，那待会如果您有什么，你叫我一下就行，我都一直会走在这条线上。
好，多谢哦。可能一会儿有因为以前我们的经验是说有些客户有可能会 call in 不进来，所以我可能中途也许用其他的电话可能会 call 你，然后请你帮忙。
哦，那你要不要 ？OK， 你要不要？
因为我现在还不知道，他们通常以我的经验，他们都会在那个 web 上，可能会留他们的电话那样子。可能我中途也许会打电话给你，这样请你帮忙。
好的，就是你会用另外一条 line 打电话来是吗？
对。
好，那你私底下你就说你要就是加入那个 communication room， 就找 lead operator 的，我私底下就跟你要求那个电话号码。
Okay，
就是不会妨碍到整个会议的那个过程。
好，那最好，嗯。
好吗？
谢谢，
我帮你准备这是一个就是另外一个 private 的房间，就是 communication 的。
OK， 我就是以防万一，因为我们之前做过，就跟其他湾的做了几次，都有这种情况，就有的客户他怎么也 call in 不进去。
对，这个我明白。
嗯。
好的。
好。
没问题，
谢谢，
那我现在准备一下，孟克西，谢谢你。
谢谢。那个刚才跟他沟通一下，他可以讲中文，然后呢一会儿是英文的，然后他就说在 QQ 环节的话，我跟他说让他就是可以请客户有的就是可以用中文来提问，然后他可能会讲用英文讲一下 QQ 的那个规则，然后再用中文讲一遍，然后就请这客户用中文来讲。如果有中文客户提问的话，他就说看谁翻译，我说我们这边可以帮忙给他翻译一下，就这么简单的就是简单的描述他问题。你现在就是说可以用中文的回答都可以，可能用中文回答的话，可能英文简单的也要说一下，那样就是。
Okay。
然后还有一个就是在 QA 之后，可能就是你大概跟客户说一下，就是说 please take passing the survey on the website， 我们会有一个一道问题的所谓，就是什么 very helpful helpful 那样子，你就大概说一句，就是说please take passing the survey on the website。 对。After QA， 但是我在 QA 的时候，可能我会把那个要提，我把那个 pulling， 就是那个所谓的 pulling 上去。
嗯。
然后呢，你在 QA 之后的话，就大概提一句，他这边基本上就 over 了，就是说那个，就是在 QA 之后，他就说可能这个我们这个 meeting 就是结束了。
嗯嗯。OK。
然后你一会儿你试一下这个 earphone 吧，因为我怕我半截出去开关门有问题，应该效果还是不错的。
嗯。
对对对，对着那个小东西对着嘴来说，对对对。然后你那一会儿等 QA 的时候你就摘下来，要不然你坐我这边可能是不是会好一点？对对对。
不用所谓吧，就这样。
对，因为可能主要你们俩。
我是不是得共享我桌面？因为有两两两两。
你要共享桌面是吗？
我就让他们自己打开就
行。不是，我是让你看，我放在这里，我知道你登上去了没有？
我先放
这。然后我一会儿会把这个 slide
嗯，
这样放上去。
嗯。那他要翻页的吗？
你稍等，我把我的那个权限给你，这样的话我可以看到上面，就我可以就是回答一些问题，比如说你看我现在是不是把那个，你看你现在就可以翻译了。
第一啊。
稍等。
你说我也可以翻译。
你现在可以，你现在有权限了，有了，你试试。
嗯。
你现在有权限了。
可以
了。三页上面有一个那个八层，八层。别翻太快了。你别着急，千万别着急，他那边刷菜千万别着急，因为你翻这边翻了几页之后的话，有可能你那个就过了，你知道吗？
嗯、
你稍微熟悉一下就看到那个。然后其实原来我和之前的人一般是我来翻，为什么呢？
嗯、
因为我们会有延迟，我翻完了之后你看到跟客户看到的是一样速度，你翻完了之后实际上有可能你翻过去了，但客户还没有看到。
嗯。
对。
那我可以让你翻吗？
可以啊，没问题啊。但是我是担心，因为我怕我中间会出去。
嗯。
我中间会出去，就是比如客户刚才我跟他说的情况，一般有的客户，因为我还要看那个 chat 那个窗口，对面窗口。
嗯、
可以，我可以帮你翻。 那要不这样，我们俩换个位置，然后如果我不能帮你翻的时候，你就在我这儿帮，你就
那他翻，
你就帮我翻，要不然你就是我翻不了的事，你就帮我翻，就基本上，那怎么样，还是我翻？
你先翻吧，然后你要有事儿，
就他翻，对，行吧，那我还把那个钱先拿回来，好吧？
嗯。
我就把那钱拿回来了，好吗？我大概你看一下，你看一下，就是让你对一下，你看我现在就是速度啊，就是有延迟。比如像我现在念 Max， 我已经看到下一页，你看到了吗？
看到。
你看到
了。
你又稍微慢一点点。
嗯。
所以我就是说，但是关键这个是因为你要给我提示。
我会说 ，Next slide。
Next slide，OK，、okay, 好。因为平时刚才他们都看那个纸面，我就大概就知道他们念到哪了，然后我就啪就差不多提醒你们就几个地方。今天好像速度是比较快。
嗯。
嗯。好吧。
我已经在里边了，是吧？
在里边。没有，现在的话还是那个，我如果摁一下那个这个 earphone 这个就只有你能说话，要不我就摁一下这个，然后
现在没人，咱们都聊这么久没人。
我们现在在康，可能开始没有进到主会场，他刚刚说还没有先进去。
哦、
嗯。哎，然后我跟你说一下，是大概是这个样子。我刚才那个是在这儿。其实你就是这两个镜头，我就怕我万一半夜出去会去，可能也就一会儿，因为我要给客户打电话。你就是这个是那这个 next 就翻页向前翻，实在找不着页了就在这儿，但是它也是标号的页。所以你就对一下它那个数字，尽量别太着急，它有可能会那个出现状况，但是应该不会太。你有这个问题吗？有手机吗？
我
这个
问题
有些它这个有那个有多少线？来看看，嗯，然后我这个没有线，我看这边，哎，这边没插上，稍等。哎，哎呀，稍等一下，看不见。哎，你那个稍微过去一点。我给他把这个有线给插了。你试试。看能不能弄一下。可以哈、啊。你就可以跟这边应该可以跟你跟你跟你跟你然后你可以跟你去。你今天一个人
没有
录吗？应该
没有。
没
有
人声。啊？一会儿翻进去之前呢，你稍微等，可能你那个听着差不多就这样，差不多应该是。很紧张，反正没关系。
嗯。
行。
你实在不行，就是让他把那个问题 paste 到那个 chat 上去。嗯。有可能还没问题呢。我们最早做的那。都没问题。
是。
不行，你们叫，我现在下来看微信。
啊，你连不上去是吗？
嗯。
也是那个问题是吧？
个老师特别小众。
是哪人啊？
他们是靠音乐新加坡的吧？中文讲的也不是很好。
往常平时那个高明他们准备的时候，他都会准备十几页，那样就差不多能讲十几分钟。这其实是稍微有点多。啊，应该没这么难听啊，真是的。太不捧场了。反正这会儿都好多人进来了。反正都是十六码的事。
现在也是在一个时间
吗？上次
对，因为舅舅一次他到一二大概三四点。
对啊，我觉得这个挺好的呀，因为现在是已经下午刚刚来嘛。
印度人应该是，印度人可能中午吃饭去，不过他们也是吃早，我觉得印度人吃饭挺晚的。
他们十点钟还要上班挺晚，我觉得十点十一点。
嗯。
他们可能一天吃，有一天吃两顿饭那种。
对呀，那我们这边人赶紧去餐所。
今天真的挺忙的，结果做了那么多题，还头一次遇到这种情况。汉语就不会啊，因为像所谓的是他那儿讲还是挺多人的。
啊，对，单卡，这跟我们这个 IBM
的，
嗯，
是哪个？
是澳大利亚的。
啊，好的。
这是澳大利亚。
真是准时呀，早一会儿再进来。我发现那个，就明天泡吧，他那个坑里不像以前，就哎呀，他来进来进的时候，他要跟你来讲，就特别累嘛，因为这个稍微人工的就行。
嗯。
那个你的那咖啡加就行，然后那个多吃点拉线一点。
嗯。
这个人吃的，
进来一个。康永，就是
康永，那就是韩国人啊，这个一看韩国人，韩剧，韩国人不会讲这个吧？那所以我们做的是还有日本的口罩，
不用了，不用了。这哥们最简单最需要一辆飞机，
怎么了？
这是我的客户，
他应该很给你面子吧？我是飞机的问题吧？你从细节上我是怎么做的？
嗯，大堆问题。对，
你哪是哪的？印度的。
你也是澳大利亚
的。这名字是印度的名字。
不好意思，我这里是那个小周。哎，方小姐，那个目前我们线上已经有两个 participant 到应了。
好，我们还是准时开始吧，就是一点半。
一点半准时开始，好，没问题。
啊，没关系，因为我们这边 web 上好像有四个从澳，好像有，应该都是从澳洲吧，可能有三个是从澳洲，有一个从韩国 call in 的。嗯。
对，他们其实需要。
不是 call in，是从。但是我不知道他们被
从 web 那边是可以收听的吗？
啊，不可以。
对，所以
我不知道他们
可能就要提醒他们打电话进来。
OK， 好。我们还是准时三点半开始。然后是这样，现在可以测试一下，因为我们这边那个就是 speaker 他带上那个一会儿带上 earphone 来讲。哎，我想问一下，就是我现在这个讲话的声音，杂音重吗？
不会。
不会是吧？那让 speaker 讲几句。
好的，
我说了，应该能听清楚吧？
这样说可以吗？
非常清楚啊，段先生，对，非常清楚。
等一
下，不需要吗？
但是要避免就是几个人同时说话的话，就可能就会。
哦，那这样吧，他戴上 earphone， 试一下，你稍等啊。
好，好的。
喂，你好，小周，能听见吗？
哎，刚刚那边就比较清楚，现在稍微有点模糊。
啊，现在还不清楚了呀？
哎，现在很好，很好。
很好是吧？因为我现在戴耳机，现在可以是吧
？OK， 就可能那个话筒是不是太靠近了？
现在有点近。
一点点，不过是非就是比较没有干扰声，而且是蛮清楚的，清晰。
OK， 行，好，谢谢啊。
嗯 ，OK， 那现在已经一点半了，目前还是暂时还是有两位，那是不是可以准时开始呢？
嗯。小周说现在还是只有两位，我们是不是现在就开始？啊，稍等一下。
好的。
你稍等，我把这个外音开。
你最好别忘把那个外音打开，我感觉。
现在没把我加进去吗？
喂，小周，现在有多少扣印的了？因为我这边外面上看到至少有七八个人了。
嗯，他们已经陆陆续续现在都打进来 ，operator 就在提，就是拿他们的资料。
哦哦哦，好，要不然我们开始吧。
好的，我先做一个介绍，然后再把话筒交给段先生。
好的。
好，请准备。Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the DIY WebSphere Commerce Problem Determination Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in the listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Thursday, the 5th of August, 2010.I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Mr. Duan Qiuping. Thank you, sir. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's open mic session. Topic today is do-yourself WebSphere commerce problem determination. And we want to utilize this open mic session to explain the methodology in solving WebSphere commerce issues.Also, we will highlight the problem determination process here so that after the presentation, you will learn to how to troubleshooting the WebSphere commerce problem from a high-level view of your top knowledge down to debugging the low-level commerce-specific components. So what we're trying to do is we will go through the process with high levels, and this is not a deep dive session for our WebSphere components, so that we won't talk too much about the commerce sub-components like order component calculation framework. So next slide, let's move to to today's agenda. Okay, here we arrive at this page.And on this session, we are going to discuss the problems that may lay ahead for commerce. And you know, the problems can be located at each tier for WebSphere commerce. And we also are going to show you a typical. We are going to discuss a typical web request flow for WebSphere commerce.Then, since the problems can be seated at different tiers in the whole top knowledge, so we are going to go through how to. I mean, the key point here is we need to identify the problems and how to isolate the problem.To isolate the problems, you need to have. you have to ask the correct questions and know how to debug. As I listed in this page, there could be four tiers in your top knowledge: the web server, the database, and the application server, as well as the commerce application. Also, there may be some integration applications in your picture. So we will go through them one by one and show you a little more details in the future slides. And after that, we are going to give you an example about the request flow to see. We will use a typical added item into shopping cart flow to show you how to review the logs or traces. And at last, we attached slides to show you how well you can get more information about WebSphere Commerce support. Okay, let's move to slide 3. Okay, here we are going to discuss problems. What kind of problems? You know, as we developing a WebSphere Commerce project, we may face many types of problems during the any phases of the project, starting from your design and planning phase to the production. I mean, the site has go live. You may meet some performance issues. And so it's quite important to isolate a specific problem and know how and well to find answers when you encounter problems. So here we divide the WebSphere Commerce problems into two types. One is the runtime problems. The other one is long runtime problems. Basically, long runtime problems include the commerce installation, configuration, or application deployment. Also, the feature enablement, as well as the most time-consuming phase, the development stage. And the runtime problems may include the typical web flow in the storefront, like how to submit orders and how to handle commerce payments, as also some integrations with web services, messagings, and how to manage your users and cookies. Also include some performance. And in this slide, in this presentation, we will focus on how to troubleshooting runtime issues. So let's move to slide 4. Okay, slide 4. Okay, so what would be good in this presentation? What's in it for you? We want to utilize this presentation to enable yourself also know how the WebSphere Commerce support team deal with PMRs, right? And this, we hope this could save your time in the problem resolutions. We also want to save your money and keep you away from frustrations. And when the support team is not around, we hope yourself can also start the troubleshooting process, and so you don't have to become dependent on the support team. At least we want you to able be able to connect the information that we will request in the PMR, so that it will save time. You don't have to wait IBM. You don't have to wait for IBM support engineer to tell you what to connect, right? And also by this presentation, we hope you will be able to narrow down the specific issues or progress the problem determinations, so that when you left off, we can continue it. And also, if you have the once you gain the technical skills to troubleshoot the problems, then you can try to avoid the problems at the first place. So that's all we want to, we all expect you can learn from this presentation. Next slide. Okay, so as you may know, WebSphere Commerce is a typical J2E application that's deployed on WebSphere application server. And basically, we are going to see how a web request goes from the web server and finally arrive to the database. As you can see, in general, the request will start from the web server, and then it will arrive to the web server, and there is a WASP plugin between the web server and the WebSphere application server. The WASP plugin, will route the request to different application servers. Depends on the configuration in the for the configuration of the WASP plugin. And after that, the application server will determine whether or not to invoke whether or not to invoke the database. And so the there are four basically there are four tiers for this web request, and the runtime issue could be could happen in every tier. So we just listed a couple of things that need your attention when you are looking at each tier. For example, for browser, when you are looking at browser tier, you should try to identify the client-side JavaScript. Also, about the cookie acceptance, such like how the cookies are saved in your browser side, and can you see the cookie correctly when you sent out the request? Also, there are some URL limitations because for different type of request of for different types of web request, and depends on the depends on the web browser, there could be URL limitations. You cannot exceed that limitation. Also, we see some customers that are facing pop-up issues in their storefront, and they want to remove the unneeded pop-up in their web pages. And as the connection between the web server, as the bridge for the connection between web server and application server, between the web browser to the application server, here we have web server and WASP plugin. And in order to make sure the web request can be routed to the correct application server, you have to ensure the configuration in your web server is correct, as well as the configuration in your web server and the WASP plugin are configured correctly, such like the virtual host in the web server configuration file and the WASP plugin configuration files. And you have to also to ensure the web server are listening to the right points and the right host. And as for application servers, here is what Commerce support team focus on. We will focus on the servlet filters and the Commerce servnets, as well as Commerce caching. Basically what support team looking at. And also we may notice some performance issues regarding the database, such like long-running SQLs and deadlocks in the database. time out issues. So also sometimes we see our customers' just database out of sync. So the logic are not be the logic are not working as expected. At that time, we were going to go through the data table in the database. So as you can see, the problems can happen in each level. And so in the next slide, we are going to show you a little more details. Okay, still the same. Okay, we have a problem, right? We have a problem and we open PMR. But here, for you, you have to, to ask yourself, well, the problem it is. So, as we just mentioned, we needed to know what to look at each level. And here, there are some tips that we think it is always easiest to work from the application outwards. And in order to see how the application working, we sometimes will need to capture some system out.log and the trace.log file. And when we are focused on commerce problems, we have published a couple of WebSphere master gatherers in the public site, IBM public site. We can start from the component specific master gatherers, such like order master gatherers or calculation master gatherers. And in the master gatherers, we will show you the support engineer are interested in the database tables and which component tracing we are interested to review. So after you enable the tracing in the WAS admin console, then we can start to review the system out.log and the trace.log. And this log will point us to the next step. So if we cannot see anything in the system out.log, which means the request never arrives at the application server. So in that case, you may need to check your web server logs or your browsers because the request did not arrive at the application server. But so in the case when you see the request logged in the log, but the input or output things are wrong, then you may need to check the browser to see if the browser, check the browser and the custom JSP file to see if the cookie sent correctly. This can be seen if enable the WC server dot trace, WC underscore server trace. So, and if you see any application exceptions in the system dot system out dot log, then it could be either the problem could related to either the application itself, right? Maybe the code was not written well, or the problem is related to the database. But when you see the transaction rollback or transaction timeout or data locking exceptions in the system out.log file, then we should start to consider the database. Is there any changes to your database recently? Are you loading any large data into the database? Something like that. Or sometimes we just simply see a wrong result in the JSP, in your storefront or in the accelerator. If that's the case, maybe you should check your application code. The data in the database should also be suspected. So as you can see, to find the right answers, we need to start to asking the right questions. So in the next few slides, we are going to show you which questions we are going to ask and how to debug for each level. Move to next slide. Next slide is start from the very beginning of the web request, which is from the web browser. So in case there is a problem about your web browser, just think about what could happen between the request being initiated by the web browser and it's arriving at the web server. Is there any process, any firewalls, or the networking is not working? So here for the web server tier, there are a couple of questions you should learn to ask yourself. Or at least when you submit a PMR to IBM support, you should already have the answers for these questions. For example, what kind of web browser are you using to reproduce the problem? It's Internet Explorer or Firefox? And what's the release of each? Because sometimes the problem could be related to the web browser itself. And then you can try to use some tools to see the request sent from the browser and the response sent from the application server to see if the request was expected. Also, the response, could the response be the problem? And then think about what would be seen between the browser and the web server. And also, you have to check about the protocol for the HTTP request. Is it a security one or non-security? And also, we have seen a couple of customers, they are having problems when they are dealing with WebSphere cookies. Because the cookies was stored at a web browser site. And can you see the support team will basically ask questions, can you see the cookies correctly in your browser? You know, the JSession, here we list couple of cookies that belongs to WAS and WebSphere Commerce. The JSession cookie belongs to WAS. Basically, it used to identify which web browser this request come from. And as for WC underscore authentication and WC underscore user activities, which is commerce cookies. We commerce runtime framework use these cookies to identify if the request from a specific user or not. And in the next slide, move to next slide. Okay, after you get the questions, after you get the answer to your questions, here, this page, you can use some tools or tips to get the answers for the previous questions. For example, you can use JavaScript alert document cookie to show the current cookies for this request, and to see the response and the request for the HTTP web request, you can use some tools. For example, in Firefox, you can use Firebug, and you can also use the temp data tools. And here we, I want to recommend another tools, which is Fiddler. And those tools can help you to see the details of each request, so that you can see if the request could be the problem or the response. Yeah, so this is about how to, what questions to ask and how to debug for Web's browser here. I move to next slide. We are going to see how to, what questions to ask for the Web browser, which is after Web browser. Okay, so we are on the web server page. For this tier, basically all the problems we have seen is about which is related to the web server configurations. The main the key configuration file for web server is the httpd.config file. And in this file, we can see the virtual host defined and the points that the web server is listening. So in case there is any problems related to your web server, you can try to ask the following questions. First one is, does the web server are listening to the right points and the IP address? This can be verified by a telnet connection, and also let yourself know well if it's a local web server or a remote web server. And is anything between the web browser and the web servers? Something like load balancer or SSX accelerator. And you can also to visit the web server log, I mean access.log, to see if the request ever make it to the web server. And to isolate if the problem is related to isolate the problem to see if it's related to the web server or the application server. You can try to read the transport definition in the plugin file and see if you can get the IP address and the port number for the application server directly from the WAS plugin file. Then after that, you can try to see if you can hit the application directly from the machine. Okay, after you got the questions for these slides, we are going to show you some tips or tools or some approaches on how to get the answers. Next slide is okay, next slide is about the WAS plugin. Basically, the WAS plugin are installed with on the same machine as web server. It could be a virtual host defined in WAS plugin as well. So for the first pictures, I mean, on the top on this slide, you can see the virtual host definition for the virtual host. And then you can see the transport definition. The transport definition can see the host name and the port for the application server. So that's what I was trying to say in the previous slide. You can use this host name and ports to see if you can hit the application server directly from your machine. And also you need to review the plugin configure XML file to see if the right web module are mapped it to the right virtual host. To determine this, you can try to enable the plugin traces. We're going to see how to enable the trace and how to read the plugin traces. Move to the next slide. Okay, this slide is called discuss how to debug at the web server and the WASP plugin tier, because these two components are very closer. So we can read it, we can try to read it, the access_log to show the request that arrived at the web server. And this log will show you the timestamps, the IP, and the return code for each request. So you can see for this request, for the example request, we can see the IP address is from 9.26.31 and 35. And this is a GET request, right? We can see the request is top category display, and we can also see the parameters that attached it with this, are linked to this request. And you can also, to try to modify the HTTPD config file to show the response time for the request. So this will be helpful when debugging some performance issues. And about the plugin tracings, you can edit the plugin config.xml file to set the tracing level to trace level to see how the request is handled by the WASP plugin and how the request is routed to the application server. In the last slide, we will give you an example about order item add, which is adding an item to the shopping cart to demonstrate how the plugin trace looks like and how to review it. And the last thing in this slide we want to highlight is that keep in mind the session affinity is maintained at the application server level, but not the web server level. So in case you have more than one web service in your top knowledge, you need to keep that in mind. So move to next slide. Okay, next slide is talking about the database. Basically, the questions you will need to ask is that is this a function problem or it's performance problems, because we need to connect different types of information for different type of problem. Okay, and also, did you see many SQLs are running overall, and or are you seeing and when you see the SQL, you should also try to think about if this SQL should be printed or executed in the logic. The reason why I'm trying to say that is you should consider is if this request should be cached by WASP dynamic cache, so that to improve your performance, your site performance. And if you see contention against a certain project, certain objects like orders or users, you should revisit your code to prevent this. And also, it is quite important, it's very important for you to do regular database maintenance so that ensure the database is in good shape. So basically, we listed a couple of tasks you should keep in mind. So, such as you should clean the guest users period regularly, and also the junk orders and the scheduler tables. And monthly or quarterly, you should try to maintenance your database. For DB2, you should, you need to run states and run reorg and rebind regularly to ensure the index or the database content is in a good shape, so the optimizer engine will always respond quickly when you submit a SQL query for the database. And also some potential problems data you need to keep in mind is that, did you see any large objects, large orders, and did you see a recursive catalog? And then if you are you seeing that there is a huge category tree? If yes, maybe you have to reconstruct your catalog, right, to ensure the performance is not so bad. Okay, so those questions you have to ask yourself when you are facing problems that are related to your database. Move to next slide. Okay, this slide is about how to debug the database. I will leave this page for your reference, because I am on the Commerce support team, and we are not so deep understanding the DB2 side concepts and configurations. But something you needed to ensure is that you understand the basic concept for DB2, and you know well to find the answers when you are seeing exceptions or performance downgrade. For example, you need to, always check your DB2 dialog file to see if there is error received for your application. And in case there is any performance issues regarding the commerce site, we may need to help to connect some Java cores to pin down the source of the problematic queries. So I'm not going to talk too much about this slide, and move to next slide. Okay, this slide is about the commerce application. So that's the main, that's our expertise. And when we are certain the problems is related to the commerce application, basically we will try to ask the following questions. And we will you will need to know what's the current behavior and what's your expected behavior. And does this function ever working before? If yes, is there any recent changes, such like configuration changes or code and code deployment? Or are the data propagation? And if possible, can you reproduce this issue in your testing environment or developer environment? Because if this is reproducible, we may be able to connect some more tracings, or we will be able we will try to reproduce this in a lab environment. And if this cannot be reproduced, then it seems the problem is intermittent. So if this is an intermittent problem, you should try to think that the problems that may happen, something like that, is there a scheduled job running? So when the problems happens, there is a scheduled job. So if that's the case, then we will try to pin down the scheduled job to see what it's trying to do. And we will also ask questions like, well, does the problem happen in a production environment or a developed environment? Something like it's a cached request or a long cached request. So there is a few questions we needed to understand. I want to highlight a question that we basically ask is what's your commerce fixed pack level and what's your WAS fixed pack level as well as your database type and fixed pack level, because the code was changed between among different fixed packages fixed packs, and the APAR delivered at different fixed packs. So we have to ensure the problems you encountered the problems you met on your fixed pack was not observed by other customers. Specifically, when we try to deliver an APAR to our customers, this is quite important. And also, we will ask, is this a cluster environment or is a multiple tier in this top knowledge, all the software are installed on the same machines? At last, we will ask if there is anything else in your picture, like if there is a MQ installed or web services that could be related to your application problem. So there is a lot of problems we need to ask, right? And so make sure when you are debugging problems for yourself, ask these questions and get yourself an answer. Okay, move to next slide. Okay, this slide talk about how to debug application for commerce. Sorry, there is something wrong with my ThinkPad. One moment. Okay. So, how to debug when we are sure the problem is related to the commerce application? So, in this slide, this is a typical flow that when the request arrive at application server, at the very beginning is